Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Amerikaanse maatskappy ASP Isotopes gaan 'n sekondêre notering op die Johannesburgse effektebeurs doen. Dis goeie nuus vir Suid-Afrika, veral omdat ASP se tegnologie hier ontwikkel is en al drie hulle verwerkingsaanlegte in Pretoria geleë is. Die maatskappy se produkte word wêreldwyd in gesondheidsorg, kwantumrekenaars en halfgeleiers gebruik. Paul Mann is die hoofuitvoerende beampte van ASP Isotopes. Ek het vroeër met hom gesels. Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for joining us. ASP Isotopes is already listed on the Nasdaq. Why do you feel the need to pursue a secondary listing on the JSE?
Well, so we started the company up about 4 years ago, and we're Delaware-based, we're Delaware Incorporated Corporation, and we've raised about $100 million in the U.S. from U.S.-based investors, or primarily U.S.-based investors. But, you know, when you look at our company, we have 3 manufacturing plants all in South Africa. Of our 153 employees, 149 are based in South Africa. So while our investors are based in the United States, clearly the heartbeat of our company is in South Africa. And we'd like to make sure South Africans can benefit and profit from all South African employees are doing in South Africa. And the best way to do that is via JSE listing. So we decided to list on JSE.
So focus mostly on South Africa, making sense that you're listing here as well. How important is the country to ASP in the future? Are you continuing your focus on South Africa, or are you looking wider as well?
You know, we're going to become a global company. That's the plan. So we're looking to build plants in Iceland. And I think we'd like to build plants in the United Kingdom and in the US. But, you know, our scientists are all based in South Africa. And, we're very much a South African company.
So you're focusing on isotopes for sectors such as quantum computing and medicine. Now, the quantum computing is making headlines almost every day, definitely every week. What are the commercial opportunities you foresee in these fields in the next 5 years?
Listen, we've built 3 manufacturing plants in South Africa. One of them does silicon 28. And when you think about silicon in a semiconductor, if we can enrich silicon 28 and get very, very pure silicon 28, it's believed the semiconductor will operate thousands of fold faster than a normal semiconductor. And that will enable things like artificial intelligence and quantum computing and next generation semiconductors. So that's obviously a very large commercial opportunity. When you look at our other plant, ytterbium 176, that's the feedstock that goes into Novartis' new prostate cancer drug, Pluvicto. And again, that's destined to become a $4 billion drug per consensus forecasts. And so again, that's a very large opportunity. And then we've signed a term sheet with TerraPower, that's Bill Gates' nuclear energy company, as well as another US-based SMR company. And you know, collectively, they need $37 billion of next-generation nuclear fuel, and there's no Western supplier of that fuel today. And so again, you know, there's very large commercial opportunities here for a number of our end markets.
South Africa was actually known for its nuclear medicine. There were companies, probably still are, but some of those patents have gone. Is there any opportunity for us to become a major role player in nuclear medicine again?
I don't see why not. I mean, South Africa already supplies a large amount of molybdenum-99 to the market, which is used for, produces technetium-99, that's the workhorse of nuclear medicine. And we'd certainly like to think we'd become a major player in the nuclear medicine market as well, with things like ytterbium 176 and nickel-64 and gadolinium 160. So absolutely there's a chance for South Africa to become a leader in nuclear medicine.
So you've been quoted as saying you actually owe it to South Africa to list locally. What kind of interest or response are you expecting from South African institutional investors?
Well, actually, one of the reasons we are listing is because so many South African institutions have been to our plants, been to our facilities and said, please, can you do a Johannesburg Stock Exchange listing because we'd like to invest in your company and we can't invest in NASDAQ companies. So I'm expecting quite a lot of excitement and quite a good response.
Paul, when do you expect the listing to happen?
Well, I can't give you an exact date because that depends very much upon regulatory matters. You know, we have to make certain regulatory filings with the regulators and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and so forth. But, you know, we'd like to think we do it as soon as possible. And so perhaps it's this winter in July or August.
Baie dankie, Paul. Dit was Paul Mann, die uitvoerende hoof van ASP Isotopes. Hy het gesels oor hulle beplande notering op die Johannesburgse effektebeurs later verjaar. Chantal, dis goeie nuus dat daar 'n maatskappy op die beurs genoteer word, Amerikaanse maatskappy natuurlik, maar op die eind is dit eintlik maar 'n Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappy, als wat hulle doen gebeur maar hier.
Absoluut, en hopelijk is die begin van soortgelijke noterings. Ek denk daar is baie besighede wat groot aanlegte in Suid-Afrika het, maar waar hulle primêre noterings in die VSA lê of in Europa ergens lê, en hulle nie eers al gedink het aan 'n sekondêre notering in Suid-Afrika nie. So hopelijk is die begin van soortgelijke noterings, soos ek genoem het, die JSE gaan beslis baie gelukkig wees daarmee.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.